This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The following is a paid program sponsored by Crawford Management Group and Smart Time Consultants. Please be advised that the voices and opinions you hear do not represent the views of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Hi, my name is Leah Crawford.
And I'm Rhonda Nolan.
And you're listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show.
For all the beautiful entrepreneurs out there,
this is for you.
Good morning, Las Vegas. How are you doing, Leah, on this bright and beautiful Saturday morning?
I am amazing. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
I'm doing okay. I want to send condolences to one of my very good friends, Miss Arnell Simpson.
Yes.
She lost her father this week, Mr. O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
So I want to say condolences to Arnell and the family. And Juice, we're thinking about you.
Yes.
Other than that, you know,
I saw that earlier this week. Can we do something special for Arnell?
Absolutely, because she's a bison. So,
yes,
you know,
she is.
Bison take care of bison. So we can absolutely do something special for her.
Okay. All right. Arnell, we love you.
We do.
We love you. We love you. We love you. All right. So today we have a very special guest in the studio. I've known this woman now for probably a decade, maybe. A decade?
Pretty close.
Pretty close to a decade. She specializes in a debt-free college experience. I want to welcome to our show, because she has a wealth of information. We have to jump right in. Dr. Rhea Watson. Dr. Watson.
Welcome to the show.
Dr. Watson.
Thank you. Thank you both. Excited to be here.
Dr. Watson.
Yes,
I love it. Dr. Watson. And I have to keep on saying it, because when I met her, you know, she was going through the process.
I was.
And when accomplish that, Dr. Watson, I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
congratulations.
You very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, who is Rhea Watson? Who is Dr. Watson?
Who is she?
Who is she?
Well, good morning, ladies.
And she's warm because it's nice outside. Come on.
Yes, it's amazing. It's my favorite-ish, because I still like summer a lot, but favorite time of the year. But I am Dr. Rhea Watson. I am the founder and CEO of Scholarship Solutions, where we help students of all ages, we say from 0 to 99, the womb to the tomb, birth to death, cradle to college, to have a debt-free college experience. So, AKA, I help people around the world, no matter who they are, what age they are, what they look like, how much money they make or not, to go to college for free.
To go to college for free.
I love it.
I love it. What made you decide to pick this as a business model?
Oh, that's a really great question. So I am known as the girl who won a whole bunch of money to go to college. Vegas is my home. I've been here since I was 3, so my whole life, outside my time in undergrad. And so I was known as the girl who won a whole bunch of money to go to college. My mom and I would head to the West Las Vegas Library week after week, scouring the reference section, magazines, newspapers. The time we had even the Centennial Voice, and we would look through all those things. And any scholarship that I could potentially be eligible for, we would write down. And I would apply. One of those weeks turned to learning about the Miss Black Teenage Nevada pageant. And that was my first scholarship at age 15. I won cash money to go to school. And that $1,000, $1,500, I believe, was my first scholarship, turned into $30,000 when I graduated high school in 92. And eventually, through my doctoral program, I earned over $300,000 in scholarships. So that is how I started. That was my journey. And even though I'm thankful to the Lord for all of that, my students have won over $200 million in scholarships.
Okay, so say that again. Say that again. Wow.
I love that number.
Say that number again.
Although I'm thankful for my $300,000.
But your students,
really,
you are now up to $200.
Over $200 million in scholarships. With our youngest student, won his first scholarship when he was 2 years old. Our most mature student that we've worked with was actually a World War II vet and a volunteer Santa Claus. And there were over 10 scholarships for folks who volunteer as Santa. And we've had everyone in between, every educational level, all around the world. It just, all of those things that we think of as barriers or somehow that we have to put people in a box in regard to scholarships, there just isn't. You don't have to be a student to earn scholarships. So, yeah, so they've far surpassed me. My largest scholarship winner is at Howard University.
Ain't you? You know.
Actually, she is on the track to be an OBGYN. And that's what she's doing. She's taking her test, all of her tests. Y'all pray for her. In about a month.
No, now.
Oh, she could be.
It's now. Because do they end the semester? Are they in the med school? Are they the same semester track?
It's continuous.
It's a little bit different. Yeah. Okay, so it might be
but
next month.
She won $2.5 million in scholarships. She has no worries, no cares, no debt. Lives in a high rise in D.C. and will be
and
Dr.
can afford Abbott. It, right? How about that? Can afford it.
That's a blessing in and of itself.
2 degrees, medical and undergrad, $0 out of her mama, single parent pocket. So if she can do it, anyone can do it.
Wow. Okay, Dr. Watson, I'm kind of floored because I'm still stuck at the 200 million.
Yeah.
200 million, and it's
over
a real number. And
it is a real number.
It's a real number, and you're consistently, the fact that you have kept in contact with your scholars and you're keeping track of the monies that they're awarded, what do you find to be the biggest mistake that parents make?
Ooh, we say it's never too early, but it's never too late.
Right.
But if there was anything that I could tell parents.
Or not a mistake, but what is the best advice that you could give to a parent?
Start today. Literally, start today and don't give up on yourself and don't let your children give up on themselves. I get interviewed regularly and people will ask me, I don't know if you ladies will, but I'm going to go ahead and answer it. It's like, Rhea, what is the best practice or the best way that we can earn a scholarship? And I literally say the number one way to earn a scholarship. Y'all ready for this?
Apply. Apply. I'm sorry. Because you asked the question. I just wanted to answer. Apply.
That's it. Number one best practice.
Just apply.
100%.
We get in our own way.
100%.
Got best practice, apply. All right, so you are listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. I am Leah Crawford.
I am Rhonda Nolan, and we are here with the lovely Dr. Rhea Watson. And she's telling us how our children can have a debt-free college experience.
Debt-free.
Debt-free.
Free. So there'll be no need for no loan forgiveness because it's debt-free.
That's correct.
Exactly right. And nothing wrong with that. And this is a no-judgment lane and program. I try not to be preachy, hopefully an encourager, an inspiration. I didn't have a Dr. Ree, a.k.a. the scholarship doctor. Mm-hmm. So although I won a ton of money to go to school, I had student loans. I did not know. I am truly a first-generation college student. My dad was an amazing mathematician, my first math tutor. However, he was functionally illiterate and dropped out of school in 10th grade. Mm. My mama is amazing. When they tested her in middle school, I believe it was, she tested with the same, and it may be in high school, same IQ as Einstein. Literally, my mom's IQ is equal to Einstein.
Wow.
She graduated high school at age 16. So they are polar opposites, right? Polar opposites.
Amazing group, right?
Okay. Amazing team.
Team.
My parents were a team.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom chose a career. And that was what you did in the 60s and the 70s, from my understanding. It was like, you can do a job, you can do that. Things were just changing with financial aid. They didn't even have it. But she chose a career and was able to do that. And she was one of the first people in Blue Cross Blue Shield that were African-American and did that. But they wanted my sister and I to go to college. They wanted us to do this so badly. but they didn't have all the tools. They didn't know. I didn't come. My grandparents had literally a third grade and a kindergarten level education. So I don't come from professors and generation of, you know, of educators. And I'm a true first generation. My daddy was a blue collar worker at the Nevada test site. So we were navigating this thing on our own.
Not knowing.
And had no idea. Right. So I got 5 full ride offers, for example. 5 full ride offers, but I had a dream school, and my dream school did not give me a full ride. So I drove my dream school thinking I was toting $30,000 and I was good, but my school cost $50,000 a year in 1992.
Wow.
So when you have $30,000 only, you're going to a college that costs $200,000.
The math don't math.
The math ain't mathin'.
My mama was a stay-at-home mom, and my daddy made maybe $40,000. I promise you.
So your tuition was more than your daddy's salary.
And wow. So they're sitting just excited at the back of the room. I'm at the front of the room. I just turned 18 because I graduated high school when I was 17. So we all just didn't know. This lady in the front of the room said, please sign here on something called a promissory note. I had never heard those two words together in my life. And I was like, I'm looking back at mommy and daddy. They smiling, cheesing, just excited, had the little disposable cameras taking pictures of their baby going to college.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote myself into student loan debt.
You wrote yourself into student loan debt. Promissory note.
Mm-hmm. Signed away. I had no idea because I was told I had the largest financial package they had ever given. Let me tell you this, parents. Whenever they say financial aid package, it always includes loans. Always. Financial aid package is not full ride. It is not scholarship. When they say that, it includes loans.
So full ride is full ride.
Full ride is full ride.
Full ride is full ride. And make sure you understand, when they say full ride is different. When we say a financial aid package, it includes a loan. Okay.
And when you say full tuition, that's something totally different as well.
As a full ride.
Absolutely, because you may have fees and room and board on top of that. If they say tuition and fees, then you still owe somewhere for your baby to live and to eat. So those terminologies are super important, and that's not something I knew.
Well, the funny thing, unless you are, you are a second or third. So I think by the second time the kids go to school, you get it right. Or you do better. By the third time, I think you got, but the first time is always the most challenging because you don't know.
You don't know. Anyone. There was no one. I have my cousin Sherry. Now I hope I don't cry. She was the only person in my family that I knew that had a college degree. And she was here locally. She stayed local. She went to a public school, one of our beautiful institutions like this, UNLV. So I was the first person that went away to college in my family, the first one to do a private college. Like, I was the first. And ladies, I realized probably about 2 months ago, I'm a true Vegas girl. So I realized my cousins who graduated with me, the kids that I went to school with, the kids that I went to church with, I was the only person who went to college. Everyone else went to the Strip. So I had no resources, no anything. And I shouldn't say it in that regard because I actually was a part of a pre-college program. So they stressed the importance of college. But in regard to funding, was having those conversations.
You stress the importance, but it's like when you're stressing something, the who, what, where, when, how, and why. How are we going to get there? How are we going to pay for this?
So I understand. So this is a no judgment lane, right. But everything that I have learned, I've been able to teach and show others. And thankfully, although my story was different in regard to student loan debt, thank God I've been able to use scholarships to pay those back. But even though my story and my situation was different in my journey.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold.
Catch it. You caught it, didn't you? You caught it, didn't you?
You thought I wasn't listening, didn't
but
you?
But you know, I knew you was listening. But see, you didn't catch it in the beginning when she said that she only won 30. I mean, that she won 30 to go to school, but she actually got 300. It's a 270 in there somewhere.
Right. Uh-huh. I heard I got scholarships to pay off my student loan part. Let's talk about that a little more.
A lot more, because I'm sure a lot, like,
right. So, again, you don't have to be a student to earn scholarships. We have to get that out.
She said that earlier.
We have to get that out of our brain.
Wait a minute, say that. But no, I need you to, Say it again.
One more time.
Because I heard you the first time at the top of the show, and I thought to myself,
See, and I thought you might have been dozing, I mean, going back and forth, in and out on me.
Only because
I know you and Arnell are very, and you and Arnell are very tight, and y'all about to bond real, you know, because y'all had a lot. This has been an interesting year, so I was going to give you grace today, but you were listening. Go ahead.
So, yes, you do not have to be a student to earn scholarships. So we have to get that out of our minds that it's only for these people. Mostly we think graduating high school seniors, maybe undergraduate students, right? Maybe. I mean, I get the calls every day. But scholarships are literally for everyone. The definition of a scholarship is free money from a college or business that does not have to be paid back. Not for a college or business, but from a college or business. So there are all kinds of scholarships, including like debt cancellation scholarships that people are doing all the time. There's places of business that will say, not only will we help you fund your college education, but do you have debt? We will help you pay that off. And then there's just things like that, what I do, and you all are very familiar with. There's grant programs, right? We already know that, thank God for the debt cancellation programs. But there's things that you can do to fund yourself and your business and your life that are outside of being a student. So I've done pitch competitions. So I'm saying business pitch competitions, idea pitch competitions. I have done poetry slams and contests. I've done things like secret shopping, believe it or not, or giving people money, ideas about their product or service. And because of those things, I've been able to use that to pay off student loan debt. And then when I was in school, thank the Lord, I had gotten a clue by the time I was a senior in high school, instead of paying for college, instead of using scholarships, I was actually paid $1,000 a month to go to school. So all through freshman to junior year, I thought the scholarships were it. Senior year and above, I learned not only can I earn scholarships, but I can be on salary as a student. So senior year of college, all the way through my doctoral program and every degree I've earned, I've never paid, always gotten paid, and then I was able to use those resources to pay back student loan debt.
All right, look here. You've been listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. I am Leah Crawford.
I am Rhonda Nolan, and I'm getting educated today.
Educated today.
I love to learn something new every day, but this
You talk
is
about pivot as an entrepreneur.
Oh, my God. This is music to my ears.
Pivot as an entrepreneur. Pivot as an entrepreneur. Listen, Rhea Watson, the yes. Scholarship Doctor, Scholarship Solutions, 702-623-9500. Again, 702-623-9500. Yes. Rhea, not only that, she has books. I mean, she had a whole library she pulled out of a suitcase.
she did.
She had a library.
She did.
A whole library. And I was sitting there, I was like, so when did you find time to write the books?
Because when we saw her get out of her car today, she had a piece of luggage. And Leah was like, are you going on a trip? Where are you going with the luggage? She didn't realize that Dr. Rhea Watson
had the library
in her luggage that she was bringing to the show this morning. She
did. The library. The library of the books.
She did.
The library of the books.
Oh, my goodness.
So let me ask you this. First of all, which book was first?
So my first book was this one, so I have to kind of put it over here, too.
Okay.
So this was my first book. It is a collaborative book. And so it's Educators Who Know What to Do, Experts in Education. I'm on page 50. It's such a blessing that I don't have to, because there's 20 of us who are all talking about what to do. But this was so exciting to me, ladies, because it was the first person who allowed me to talk about this. Preparing for college and kindergarten. She wouldn't let me do nursery school because I asked. She said, people not ready for that. I said, please. But at least from every article, from every type of newscast I had been on, someone let me start saying it's never, ever, ever too early and let me show you.
What year was that?
So this was during pandemic, actually. Mm-hmm. So I think it was 21. Let's look. I think it's 21. Yep, 2021. So I was able to do that. And I had been in business by that time, I don't even know how many times. Because people just look at me
about
sideways.
Seven, eight
when it's,
years.
Right?
No, you have been in business for some time.
Like, and I couldn't, but no one, don't talk about that. We don't understand that. We're not clear on that. What do you mean a five-year-old can't
So I want to edify her on this because it's true. My son won a scholarship in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He actually won his first scholarship in kindergarten. And this, well, he won two. He actually won cash on one and a speaker on another one. And the speaker just broke.
Oh, boy.
What? Finally.
Well, he's had it a long time.
He's had that. He's had the speaker, and I was upset because we got to go fix the speaker because this speaker is monumental.
Yes.
Because we're trying to explain to a five-year-old that you need to sit down and write.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It was so cute.
He did such a good job. He was so excited about that speaker. He was like, oh, man, because it's underwater, right? And my remember was like, you can do something underwater. It's underwater. And something like that, though, Leah, too, where people have to understand, and Rhonda as well, where it's like, my sister says it very clearly. She has never purchased, I know I stopped my thought, but she's like, she's never purchased a school supply. She's never purchased a backpack. She hasn't had to purchase electronics because my nephew has won those things through scholarships. So she said, that's a scholarship to me, because people are like, well, that's not cash. First of all, what four-year-old do you know that's doing any of that, firstly? What five-year-old is winning anything, secondly? So that should shut it down
right. Anyway.
But even if it's just a prize, that's something you don't have to purchase for your child. So that's money back into your account or system, or into their savings for college, because it's not expenditures you have to have. So they have never purchased that. My nephew is 8. Can you imagine never having to purchase a school? Actually, he has a surplus. He gives the stuff away because he's won so many contests that have included those types of things. But that's my sister. iPad, I don't have to pay out $500. That's gone into his college savings. So we have to think about that in that regard, too. So it's like always prizes. It's cash. Yes, we love that as well. It's college
prizes.
Savings account. But when you can do that and not have to have that expense, how amazing is that for students and for parents?
We have to rethink about how we have to retool our brain to rethink about how to think about certain situations.
Absolutely.
We kind of have this one-way street of how things have to go this way, and that's not true. You have to look at it in a different light, and that's why we have entrepreneurs like Dr. Rhea Watson on our show, because she's feeding us information to make us think.
Yes,
feeding. Strategic thinking. Critical thinking. We need to think again. The Scholarship Doctor, Scholarship Solutions, 702-623-9500,
yeah.
702-623-9500. I told y'all she had a library here, though. That's just one book.
And if you want to view the information we're sharing with you, https://myscholarshipssolution.com is the website that you can review to reread about all this information we're sharing with you today.
And if you're on Instagram, you can go to Scholarship. I think it's
at Scholarship Doctor.
At Scholarship Doctor on Instagram.
At Scholarship DR.
Yep. And TikTok.
At Scholarship DR. Everything is
at Scholarship DR.
On
all social media. On all social media. She does events locally.
She does
events locally. You can follow her. She's amazing with children. Her team is amazing with children. Because I'm still working with a 13-year-old. I'm trying to kick him and get him back. Because he understands we are way behind the eight ball here.
It's okay.
And if your student wants to go to college and find out more information about different colleges, she actually has a fair where she invites the colleges to come down and talk to the students and talk about the different programs they have to offer. I've personally been to those events, so I know they actually happen because I've represented my college there on her behalf. So grandparents, parents,
aunts, uncles, friends.
You'll keep up with Dr. Rhea Watson. Follow her on Instagram and Facebook and all those fun places. You know, take a peek at her website, because when these things happen, she's always posting about them.
Yes.
And these are just tools for your children to learn and grow.
But let me say this, though, y'all. I mean, I want to get to the other books. This woman was on TED Talks.
That's a wonderful thing.
This woman was on, when I saw it, I almost broke down in tears because, you know how you see the people on TED Talks, you don't know them, but I'm like,
Wow, somebody I know.
Well, not because we, I mean, because we've met people that right. have been on TED Talks and they're amazing. But I know this woman. I know her passion. I've watched her over the years. I've watched Thank her you. Build this business. I watched, you know, the pitch competitions, the, and I mean, just everything else. When she came into my office, I paid her immediately.
Yeah,
right.
You wrote her check right there.
She was sitting there. She said, "This is what I do." I said, "How old do they have to be?" Because I remember, because Aaliyah was in college at the time. Nasir's in college. And she says,
kindergarten.
Nasir yeah, Nasir was in kindergarten. And she was explaining what she does. I turned around. And I said, "I don't know about the girl because that's a challenge. But the boy?"
She did.
But because and then we pitched it to Aaliyah.
Right. Yeah.
And we gave her opportunity, which in turn she ended up doing something else later. But it, she said, "No, I'd rather go work than write a scholarship."
Mm.
Mindset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, she said, "Mom, I made a mistake."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You did."
And she made a big change, though.
She made a big change. She made a huge change.
Like, so proud of her.
So proud of her. You know, we'll talk about her another day. Because she just did something totally amazing with her nonprofit that she talked about last year. Mm-hmm. They just went to New York and took the students.
That's mm-hmm. wonderful.
They did it. Awesome. But you yeah. absolutely, I mean, okay, second book, because we only got a few more minutes
left. Oh, okay. So, yes. Yeah, so, the second book was my own individual book. So, it is The Scholarship Doctor is In, 5 Easy Steps to a Free Degree. And it's a workbook. So if y'all flip through that, you'll see that you can actually have fillable pages. And then all in the back in the appendices are extra fillable pages. But we take you literally step 1 through 5. If people will do this, this is my whole career. If they really seriously would do this, step 1 through 5, they can easily acquire $1 million in scholarships and never have to talk to me. And on average, we're finding that people buy this all over the world, but the reports that we're getting back is from them doing these scholarships. They are at least winning $10,000. So they invest $30 and have a return of $10,000.
So The Scholarship Doctor is In, 5 Easy Steps to a Free Degree by Rhea Watson. The last book, because we're almost out of time.
Is You Can Go to College for Free. That's our newest one. And so with that, it is a collaborative book. Myself and 12 other authors, including my 8-year-old nephew, and about 4 other students who are all telling their story on how they have gone to college for free plus, and that they can continue to do so. And this book is going to be available this week, next weekend.
Fantastic.
So we have our college and career fair, and it's actually a scholarship conference as well. We want everyone to come. It's gratuitous. We're giving away a $1,000 scholarship. We're giving away our books. So all the students will walk away with that at the East Las Vegas Community Center.
So at the East Las Vegas Community Center.
Yes. So if they contact me through the phone number that you've given, the website, it's all the information is there. And we would love, we have about 30 colleges and businesses that are there, all in support of students. And anyone can come, no matter their age.
Right. So again, the number 702-623-9500. 702-623-9500. Dr. Watson, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for accepting our invitation to talk to our listeners. You know we have to bring you back.
Please do.
We have to bring you back. Please, you know, do. You're listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. I am Leah Crawford.
I am Rhonda Nolan, and we've had the lovely Dr. Rhea Watson, Scholarship Solutions, in the house today that really gave Leah and I a whole nother education.
We get educated every week, though. We get educated every week.
We do, but now it's extended because we thought we knew what Rhea did. Now we there's some new avenues that have opened up.
So let me tell you this about Rhea. I never think that I know what Rhea does. And I know every conversation she's going to open up and broaden it, because she has some, that's why we got to bring her back.
Right.
Because she has some other things going on that we haven't even talked about.
Right. Very good.
We haven't even talked about.
All right. Las Vegas. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Happy Saturday. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, ladies.
Peace and blessings.
Bye, listeners. Thank you.